at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm visiting with Brian Burris. And Brian, you work for Novasep. Tell me what you do.
Novasep, I'm the process design manager, came out of the research and development background and worked in corn sweeteners for decades.
Well, here at this conference, this year first, or have you been here before?
No, I've been here before. I've been a speaker and a poster person, and we've had booths a number of years, and this year it almost snuck under the radar, and we at the last minute we decided that it'd be a great opportunity to come here, and so I've probably been here half a dozen or so times, but not for the last one or two times.
So what brings you here? What is it about this conference that brings you back?
Well, I'm certainly invested in the industry. When I was young in research, we did ion exchange trials, chromatography trials, spent a lot of time doing startups in the plants, and it's just fun, and I really like that. And I haven't been here for a while, and was looking for some intellectual stimulation, and that objective was definitely fulfilled.
Yeah. So I know we're getting near the end here. What do you think about this year's so far? We focused on wet and dry milling.
You know, it's been very interesting for me. I'm a chemist as a background, so I like some of the technical aspects of it. And as I said, I wasn't really knew what to expect, but was very intellectual stimulated. And as a guy from the chemistry background, I found that really exciting and it was really self-fulfilling for me.
So, finally, would you recommend this to other people in the industry?
Absolutely. I think it's a nice diversity of people and opportunity of different topics to talk to from all parts of the industry, from growing to treatment to ethanol, and it's really a really good mix.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Brian Burris, one of the attendees at this year's Corn Utilization Technology Conference that's being held in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.